eyes wide open as if he's like, yeah, I just did that.
We're just a couple of speechers out here with our teeth tucked in. Hey there, Alex.
Hey, Tran.
What is up?
How are you?
I'm great.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the Tucked In Tea podcast.
I'm thankful to be back. I really am.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the studio, back in the ears of our listeners. Again, we thank you.
Welcome back, guys.
And those who are listening, thank you. But those who are watching.
Did you say watching?
I might have just said watching.
Did you say watching?
Yep, because some people are watching on the Patreon.
No way.
Yeah, we're going to try it out. We're going to see.
Where's the camera?
that way.
That way. Hey, I see it now.
Yep, it's not a hidden camera.
Oh, okay, that makes it a little less awkward.
But yeah, we're going to try to post this recorded version of it on the Patreon. I think it might be, you know, maybe a little incentive.
It'll be something.
It'll be something. I'm going to hate watching this because I'm going to like, I'm not watching it. There's no way.
Yeah, me neither. No way.
So hopefully you will.
How do they watch that again, Alex?
They just go to the Tucked In Tea podcast at patreon.com.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Is that a website? Is it an app? How do they get that?
It's a Patreon is a website, but they also have an app.
No way. Mm-hmm. You can do both.
Yep.
Any way you
want
to.
We're sponsored here by Patreon.
Sponsored by Patreon. Who sponsors our show.
Thank you so much to the patrons and Patreon.
Thanks to everyone involved there. Anyway, so.
Glad to be back.
Glad to be back.
Got your coffee.
Got my coffee. Shout out to Brandon for getting me this mug.
It's a Bob Ross mug. Listener.
Yeah, very tucked in. So I appreciate Brandon for this mug. Tucked In Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You know he was tucked in. Watch one of his shows. Watch one of his paintings. You know something incredible about Bob Ross?
What is something so incredible about him?
Well, his whole life is interesting, but mainly this, that every single painting that he painted on the PBS show, he did for free. Okay, so PBS paid him nothing. Insane, right?
Wow.
Second, he donated every painting to PBS. So they made money off of that, I'm sure.
He was a big fan.
So he did it. All his Bob Ross painting, what you know him for, was he just wanted to be nice and do it for people.
That's kind.
Yeah. So just in case you wanted to know that, a little Bob Ross history. Maybe every episode I'd have my Bob Ross mug, we can do some Bob Ross facts.
Maybe
there's
not.
There's a lot of them.
Really? I heard that he's a serial killer. You heard that?
Yeah. And it's also not true.
Well, we don't know. But
you're telling...
But Alex, apparently every painting that he drew is Alex, where he hid the body.
You're telling me you don't believe jet lag is real, mm-hmm. But you think Bob Ross was a serial killer?
Yep. Lucky charms and all.
Lucky charms and all? What does that mean?
Serial, I don't know. It's dumb.
Oh, I was like, what?
It was dumb.
That's funny. No, I like that now.
But I might not believe it, but I might.
No,
also.
It's not true. It's not true.
We'll see.
We'll see. Someday. Alex, it's been a long time since I've actually seen you.
Too long, Trent.
Usually throughout this summertime, we've been together all week, every mm-hmm. day. But not this week. This week was a little different.
We were apart by 16 hours or something like that.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
But in spirit, more.
We are farther apart than ever. We've never been
Alex,
so
where were you all week?
I was at teen camp. Oop, oop, oop.
At teen camp, which is far away from where I was, which was here.
So just imagine here and go about 14 hours.
In any direction you want.
And there I was.
Just not down. Up, straight up. He's straight kind up. Of. 14 hours. How high do you think you can get in 14 hours? You're just in a ship?
Like vertically?
Yeah, you sit up.
I could probably climb a couple ladders in 14 hours.
I hope you can climb a couple hours in a couple ladders in 14 hours.
Maybe.
A couple
know.
Buildings. Then you could lie your way up to another building in 14 hours.
Ah, where would I go?
All right, new video challenge. How high can Alex get in 14 hours?
That'd be a fun little challenge, actually. Like one of those Mr. Beast challenges.
Yeah.
Be like, whoever gets the highest in 10 14, hours.
Yeah, I like that.
Keep Should we that do in that your back for the Patreon?
Put that on your back pocket.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. We'll think
If we
about
ever
it.
Get really bored.
And just have 14 hours to do anything.
Oh, we always have 40 hours to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. This is our life right here. This is it. This is all we do.
But I was at teen camp, and it was great.
Yep.
It was awesome. It really was, actually. You know, we were away. Didn't have cell service. But you don't need cell service to get a connection to God. And he showed up. Preach he it. Actually did. It good. Was it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
Good.
The preaching was spot on, and you know, people, decisions were made, praying lives were changed, and we had the end of the week, we had like some people stand up and say decisions, and we had I think two called the full time ministry or surrendered to it.
Wow.
And then one saved. Yeah, it was good.
That is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Teen camp definitely holds a special place in my heart. Definitely got me to the place where I am today, where God kind of got a hold of me to be serious.
So. Yeah. I never took anything about God really serious in 19 years, except for like at teen camp.
Yeah.
It seemed like. And there's a couple people this week who stood up and said that they surrendered their life to God's will, whatever that would be.
Wow.
And I remember doing that.
It's a big step.
The summer of 2019.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know that, you know, a couple years later that I'd be called to full-time ministry, but...
And recording a podcast.
With another guy.
Called to full-time ministry.
And what are the chances of that? That doesn't happen.
No, but teen camp is incredible. I'm glad it was a good week.
It was. It was really good.
Was it one... was it a camp focused on activities a lot?
It was, yeah, really sports-oriented.
Lots of free time. Good. No, free time. Yes, free time.
Okay amount of free time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was organized. They played a lot of one pitch, like softball.
That's fun. Did you play?
That's like the big event. Yeah, I played a couple times throughout the week.
Oh, good,
good. They played some basketball, 3v3 tournaments, volleyball, basically any sport you could think of. They did it.
I heard the preacher for the week played basketball. Is that true?
Mm-mm.
Okay, they said played ball, so it must have been a different
Yeah,
ball.
What one pitch. He played one pitch.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I was really hoping that was true. But one pitch is just as good.
I'd be interested to see him play basketball.
Yeah. Anyway, week was good?
It was very good.
Good.
Very hot.
Yeah, so, what was the weather like?
You know what humidity is?
I think so.
There's a point where we're at 100%.
Is that like humidity? That's like the thing that's like opposite of pride, right?
No, you're thinking about humility.
Humidity.
Humility.
People tell me all the time, wow, you're humid.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I know what humidity is. That was dumb.
Yeah, but...
That was a dumb bit.
Hey, it's okay.
That was stupid.
That's staying in.
Really? Alan?
He says it's good.
Oh, boy.
But there's a point where we were at 100% humidity. And, oh, my goodness.
Really?
It was just, yeah. It was
100%?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means.
Do you have to swim to
That's
the air?
That's all I was just told. I told my breath when I went outside.
Like thick. It's like the scene in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs when they're in the Jell-O.
I don't know that.
You've never seen... Have you seen it?
A long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember in movies.
They swim in Jell-O, so that's what I was getting at.
Okay, yeah. So it wasn't like that, no.
No, too bad.
But I don't even know what... how does that happen? How does humidity happen? Do you know?
There's just moisture in the air.
But like how? One person.
What do you mean? How?
I heard one person.
What do you mean? How?
Wait, do I not believe in humidity?
Humidity's not real.
But one person said that. Okay, so we were like, there was three lakes kind of surrounding the camp, like ponds, kind of thing.
That plays into it. Yeah.
And he said that the sun hits the water, and makes like the moisture come up or something.
I can't say for sure because I have never studied.
I didn't know whether to believe
it.
Him or not.
But I know lakes can play a big deal. My dad grew up in Michigan. And there they had, right by Lake Michigan in that Great Lake area. And so they got a lot of snow. It was called lakefront snow. And so, like, something with water, bodies of water, do affect weather and apparently humidity. So I'm sure the lakes had something to do with it.
All I know is I don't like it.
It is not fun.
I feel sticky and
yeah,
disgusting.
Well, it's a good thing that you packed deodorant.
I did, but I left it, actually.
At camp?
Yeah, I don't have a deodorant right now. I don't know. You guys don't even know that. Don't worry. I will have it by the end of the day. This is just a couple hours without it. Okay. So camp, it was good.
Good. Anything you want to share? any stories or anything, I would like to know them. Not just for them. I want to know.
What is it about camp that makes teens want to get into a relationship?
Isolation.
I guess it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you see it everywhere. Teen camp is just...
full of camp crushes.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Wow.
I don't know. They're everywhere. You just like, look.
Boom, Alex.
Boom.
Did you ever have a camp crush?
I've fallen victim to it plenty of times. Not like, Alex. Not this year, okay?
Oh, as counselor. Good. What? Okay.
But oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I don't want to talk about this.
Okay. Okay. We can cut that.
No, we don't have to cut it, but I just. Yeah.
You don't want to dig deep.
Mm-mm.
Just glide over. Let's say
surface level, you know?
All right, fly over.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Through the humidity, and we're good.
Right through that humidity.
Yo, popping in here real quick. Quick little ad. Just want to promote our after show that is located on our Patreon. For just $1 a month, you're gain access to a video that's already on there. And we already have after show. And we also have an after show that's coming out this week. We'll have one every week. And just join us. It's real fun. This week is even better.
Alex, I did something this week. I tried something this week that I was a first time. It was a first time for me.
Flying a plane.
No.
Solving a mystery.
I've done that plenty of times.
All right, Sherlock, what'd you do?
So, me and our friend Josh, we went to get some food.
Okay.
And we went to a place spectacular. Alex, have you ever had Korean fried chicken?
I have.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you go to K-Chick?
We went to K-Chick.
Oh, yeah, I've been there two times.
Oh, so good.
I really like it. I really
It was the best wings I've ever had.
Whoa.
The best wings I've ever had. Not even close.
I can't even pronounce their flavors, so that's how you know it's going to be good.
It was amazing. Josh actually asked the guy for the recipe.
Did he get it?
And he said no.
Oh.
He said no. He said something about the key is soy sauce. But that's all he said.
I can taste
it. Anyway, it was great, really, really good. And I think we're going to go back this week because it was amazing.
Okay.
And he said the secret is they double fry it or something, so it's extra crispy. I don't know. It was so good. But anyway, we had a waiter, the guy who served us. Mm-hmm. Josh goes there frequently, and he had never seen the guy before. So he asked him, are you new here? And he's like, no, I've been here since the beginning. And Josh's like, I've never seen you before. How? And the guy's like, well, I go to school in San Fran. And so during the school year, I'm gone. Josh's like, well, that makes sense because I'm only here during the school year. Turns out, though, he says, you've been here since the beginning. He's like, yeah, I started this. I'm like, oh, so you're the owner. He's like, yeah. Guess how old he is. The
22.
Owner of a restaurant. He's 21.
Wow.
21 years old. And this isn't like some low-key, like, it's a nice restaurant. It's a nice little place.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Josh was pretty happy about that. He made some phone calls and told his friends. Because we invited him to church, too, and talked with him. And good. We said, you should come to our church. He said, is there good business there?
Good business?
And we're like, hey, what? He said, well, like,
you can do business with the Lord. That's what you can do.
He's like, I'm trying to get into catering. I'm like, maybe they'll cater. I don't know. But anyway, hopefully we can go back and talk to him. His name will remain disclosed. But
Zach.
No.
Charles.
With an R.
Rain.
No.
I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, but it was a good time. Really good wings. Exceptional.
I enjoy them. They're good.
Yeah, it was super, super good. Really good.
Hey, you want to know something that just happened earlier today?
Yeah, tell me.
It happened to me, and I came home, and then you came home, and I wanted to tell you, but I said, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you on the podcast.
Thanks.
So it'll start out by saying this statement right here. I am officially afraid of dogs.
I thought you were before.
So I was on the edge about it. I'll just go into the story now.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, a month back, probably, but something about that, I got bit by a little dog while I was inviting people to a vacation Bible school.
Mm.
And it was just a little dog, but it hurt real bad.
Where was it at? Like on the ankle?
Yeah, right up on the calf area.
Oh, a little ankle biter.
Yeah, I know. It was like bad though. It was like this little like...
Did he get bulldog. His full jaws on you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. And like the lady, his owner, was watching as like this group of like seven dogs, little dogs.
And one of them said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And I remember like he bit me and I looked at him because I was in shock. I was like, wait, dogs actually bite? I've never been bit by a dog before. And
haven't you seen movies?
I thought it was all fake.
I didn't believe in dog bites.
I looked at this dog eye to eye, and he's like looking at me, just like eyes wide open, as if he's like, "Yeah, I just did that." And I was like, "That's crazy." So I'm like high stepping my way into my car and like shooing them away, as the lady who's smoking a cigarette is just watching this happen. And I get away.
She did not care that her dog just bit you.
No, I don't even know if they were hers.
Did you make it obvious? Seven of them. Did you make it obvious that it bit you?
I think if you heard what I was saying out there, yeah. Not like I was saying anything bad. I was like, ow, 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 ow.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Was there anybody else with you that can testify?
No. No, someone was also down the street, but they weren't with me. But, so after that, I like kind of was not more cautious around dogs now. Sure. So I wasn't officially scared, and so that's probably when I told you that I was just like, well, I'm kind of more cautious around dogs, and I've been kind of jumpy while I've been near them.
A little skittish?
I know, because I was like, wait a minute, these things actually bite. And then today, it's official, I am afraid of dogs because I was going out, again, inviting people to church. We have a bus ministry at the church, and mm-hmm. so we go visit the kids, and so that's what I was doing. And these big dogs are right outside of the... These big dogs were right outside of this house.
Okay.
And I get out of my car just as normal. I have a little baggie. I put it on their door. Usually we knock. And I was getting out, and these dogs come out, and they're two scary-looking big dogs. Okay. They're barking, and they're going at it. They're barking. I was like, okay, maybe they're okay. I took a step closer, and then he starts to do this weird, like, hop thing towards me. And he's barking, and I see his teeth. What? And the other one's, like, looking at me all funny. I said, oh, this all is not funny. Good. And so I took a step back, and he took two steps forward. And I took a step back, and he gets even closer. And I was like, oh, snap, he's coming for me. So I started running. I ran. And this thing and the other dog is chasing me, both of them.
What?
And I'm going, and I go around my car once. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And the next thing you know, this third dog comes in out of nowhere. And then I'm being chased by three dogs. And so my second time around my car, I'm just going around. My second time around, I open my back door, but I keep running. I do that like one motion. Mm-hmm. And then on my third time around, I like swing in and I shut the door. And I'm sitting in my back seat. I'm like,
wow.
I was so, like, my heart was beating. I thought I was about to get like attacked. I was going to be a story on the news because some people don't know how to train their dog.
Wow.
So I was very scared. And so I hopped from my backseat into my driver's seat, and I drove away. I was hoping those dogs would try to get in front of my car. I was going to hit them so hard.
Alex.
So, yeah, I officially don't like dogs.
That's
like,
insane.
A lot.
That is really insane.
Yeah.
I want to know if, like, there was neighbors, like, watching out their window.
There was. There was this guy who
just watching started. You?
Well, he wasn't watching. I don't know if he saw it at all, but as I was driving away, I saw him coming in, like, shooing the dogs away.
Really?
Yeah, and I was just like, there's no way. So... I don't know if those kids are going to come to church tomorrow. I hope so, but we'll text them. But they were not getting any candy or face-to-face time with me. I was so
That's
scared.
Scary. No, yeah, that is scary.
They were big dogs, and they looked like they were going to do some damage. But I'm not hurt, not bit.
That's good. You're in one
I'm
piece.
Scarred mentally.
I would be, too.
And I don't know, like... I don't know how to get near a dog anymore.
Where was the third dog? Was it under your car waiting?
I don't know, man.
They're hey, call Rick.
He came out of the sewer and he's just rabid. But that was scary. That was definitely, that woke me up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
And so that's why I hate dogs now.
Well, they I'm did sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, I can't trust a single dog anymore.
What about my dog?
I hate it.
It?
Yeah.
It's a boy.
No. Well,
it's a boy.
Well, if your boy tries to bite my skin off, then...
My boy would never bite your skin
off. I'll run him over. I'm not afraid.
No, my boy is the chillest dog.
I bet he is.
that I've ever handled.
Okay, well, as long as his teeth don't get anywhere near my flesh, okay, then we're good.
All right, have you met my dog?
No, what's the name?
Cole.
Why did you name it a person name?
I didn't name it.
Who did?
My family.
Who decided on the name? Call
them
out.
All of them.
At the same time, they said, hey, let's pick a name.
So,
one, two, okay, three. Cole.
Okay, so Cole as in like C-O-A-L. Not like C-O-L-E.
Okay.
C-O-A-L because we got him for Christmas and he's a black dog. So like, it'd be funny if we called it, hey, we got Cole for Christmas.
Oh, I get it.
So we called him horrible. Cole. So it's not as bad?
I retract my statements.
Okay. Okay. It was a situation where everyone in the family agreed on this name but me.
Oh, really?
So I was overruled.
You didn't like it?
I wanted a different name, but I'm okay with it.
What'd you want?
We don't need to go into that.
What? What is it?
No, it's okay.
I actually really want to know now. Yes.
Nope.
Why not?
I didn't really have a good name, to be honest.
What was it?
Okay, so at the time, I wanted to name it something Star Wars-y. Something with a Star Wars reference. But it wasn't like cringy, like Han.
Leia.
Let's name it Luke. Let's name it
Skybarker.
Yeah. Skybarker. Oh. Okay.
And a canine Skybarker.
And a canine?
Instead of
and a canine. That's funny.
I don't even know anything about Star Wars. I've never seen it.
Anyway, so. Long run, glad we went with Cole. You know, we went with some things last episode.
Jabba the Mutt.
Put her there. Put her there. That was a hard put her there.
Sorry, I had to interject.
That was good. I really liked that. I'm working so hard. I was trying to think of one that went with fur. Darth Furder? I don't know. I can't think of anything. Anyway, hey, if you have weird dog Star Wars collab names, send them in. We want to hear them.
Okay.
Just let us hear them all. We're going to name every dog on the planet.
And what would the dogs... Do they have superpowers in Star Wars?
No.
What makes them special?
The Force?
Tell us what kind of Force the dog would have.
That's not how it works. That is not how it works.
Can you tell I don't know anything about
that? That is not. There is... Okay.
Each individual...
There's one force.
Turns into a lightsaber.
There's one force. No, it's not like superpowers. It's one force. Okay. It's kind of like a religion.
It is?
Yeah.
The Force is a religion?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. But we talked about something last podcast. That was our locked in and locked out.
Oh, yes, we did.
So let's get into that as we've wasted away the first 20 minutes of this episode. I love that. I love it. All right, Alex, last week, your locked ins. I'll say them, then you can tell me what they were. We locked in Rusty for you.
I got no confirmation from Rusty.
So Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. Adopted sister.
She did listen.
She listened. Way to go, Keezer.
Thank you for that. He did listen, yes.
Thanks.
He's in Thailand right now.
In Thailand?
Yep, someone go find him.
All right. Another challenge. Find Keezer in 14 hours.
And get as high as you can.
Get as high as you can. Get way up there. Anyway, you're locked out. So you went what? Two for three?
Two for three.
Confirmed. Your locked out was Buzz Lightyear?
Nope. He did not listen.
No, listen. No. As you said, he wouldn't. For me, I had locked Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
I locked my aunt, and I locked Boss. Brandon was confirmed he listened.
Okay.
My aunt, I don't know.
No confirmation.
Good old Loch Ness Monster down in the depths.
Got it.
Bit her ankle and pulled her.
She's probably afraid of him now.
And then Boss, I know, I was confirmed that he didn't.
Did not.
It's confirmed that he did not.
Okay.
He was behind a couple episodes.
Uh-oh.
So, anyway. So, no. No for him. I locked out Mr. Clean. Untucked.
Untucked. He untucked his already tucked in shirt, which is sad.
He went through the effort of untucking it. just to prove that he wasn't going to listen. Alex, do you have a locked in for this week?
I do have a locked in. And because we don't know the extent, the reach of our podcast about this point anymore, we don't know really who's listening. We're just going to change it up a little bit to like one locked in, one locked out.
Okay.
And so my locked in for this week, get a little creative here, but it is someone wearing a white shirt. So if you're
wearing a white shirt.
Yep. If you're wearing a white shirt and you're listening to this right now, then tell us, let us know some way, and you'll be my locked in for this week.
Okay. Okay. Oh. So it has to be white. Can it be a jacket? Just a shirt?
Just a shirt.
Okay. Just shirts.
Yep.
All right. Tucked in or tucked out?
I'll allow a tucked out shirt.
Oh, Alex, you're slipping. All right. So anyone wearing a white shirt, tell me who's your locked out.
My locked out is anyone that works in law.
Who works in the law?
Yeah, so like a lawyer or a judge or a bailiff.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think they're the type that will listen to this. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm going to go for my locked in. Somebody who's listening to this while working out.
Oh.
Okay.
I like that.
So if anybody right now, this is your first time, it can't be a re-listen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to be your first time listening to this was while you were working out, exercising of any kind. If you're running, if you're at the gym, if you're playing ball, I'll count that as exercise. So any exercise activity, then you're my locked in. So let me know.
Okay. And you're locked out?
Me versus Alex. Let's see who wins. For my locked out, I'm going to do somebody who... Okay. Someone who has a janitorial position is my lockdown.
Oh, man. I feel like...
So...
Okay.
We're going to see. So if your job is anything janitorial, you're my locked out. That could be... That might be sketchy, but that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah. There's my locked in. There's my locked out.
All right. So if you work in janitorialism...
Janitorialism?
Then let us
know. You study janitoriology...
I used to tell people that when they'd ask me my major at school, I'd say church janitorial.
That's a funny bit.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
What did the... I have a joke for you.
Okay.
What did the janitor yell when he jumped out of the closet?
Mop.
Supplies!
Oh.
You like that? Anyway, that's an old joke I heard a long time ago.
How fun.
Anyway, that's a little dad joke for you. Okay. Alex, did we receive anything this week?
We did. We actually did get one email.
Wait. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that it's... Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail. All right, Alex. Go ahead. Let's read that fan mail.
All right. I don't know who this is.
Does it have a name on it?
Yes. Their email says stance.cheek01@icloud.com. Should I say that? I don't know. Shoot them an email.
Go ahead. Email them back.
He says, or she says this. Hi, guys. I enjoy listening to the show. I always get a good laugh, an average of 2 times per episode. So one episode he didn't laugh at all.
Four episodes. He's laughed once.
I'm sure one episode he didn't laugh at all.
Once in one episode, twice in another zero, and one in 5 times. In one. Does that average out to 2?
I don't know. That's actually pretty funny.
That's funny. Okay. Well, at least he laughs.
He also says this. I wanted to point out, you totally missed an opportunity to shout... To give a shout out to your car, whose broken belt caused you your unexpected overnight. Oh, because his belt broke. Your car's belt broke.
Oh, yeah.
So he became untucked. A totally untucked moment. We did miss that.
Wow, we sure did.
He says, anyway, keep up the good work. - Ebenezer. You know an Ebenezer?
No.
I can't say I do either.
But I think I know what's happening here. I think I know who this is. If it really is an Ebenezer, then hey, thanks for listening. But I think I know someone who
this would be.
This would be.
He says, P.S. locked in for episode 5.
All right. Well, thanks, Ebenezer.
If that thanks, even is Neezer. Your real name. We appreciate that. And that is all for...
What's up, guys? We have merch. I don't know if you knew that or not, but we do. We have some stickers that we created, and we want to get them in your hands. But to do that, we got to hear from you. So if you want some stickers, we got plenty of them left, but supplies only last so long. So if you want to be one of the few who gets a Tucked in Tea sticker, we have two different versions, and just go ahead and email us at tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. Reach out to us over Patreon or over Instagram, and we'll hook you up with some stickers. All right, Alex, I have a game for you to play.
Uh-oh, what is
it? Yeah, this week I thought of a game. I don't know how it's going to go. You may not like it, okay?
I always love a good game.
All right, so here's the game, Alex. I have here, I believe, I think it's 5. Okay, no, I have 6. Okay, so 5 for you and 1 for the listeners. So here's the game.
Okay.
I have a word with a definition. A word that I'm not familiar with. So I'm going to give you the word. You tell me what you think it means.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to give you the real definition. I want you to... tell me what you think it means and then use it in a sentence.
All right.
And then we're going to define it, okay?
Okay.
You like this?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. So the first word is erudite. Erudite. You want me to spell it?
Yeah, please.
E-R-U-D-I-T-E. Erudite. Sorry. That's hard. Erudite.
Erudite.
Erudite. Erudite. Yeah.
So erudite means to... Oh, wait, I'll use it in a sentence. I'll go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Ouch. My brother bit me and his loose tooth is stuck in my skin. I need to erudite it before it gets infected.
Okay, so in a sense of sanitation, disinfectant?
It means to remove.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Erudite. Okay, that's funny. It means, you want the real definition?
Yeah, please.
Okay, erudite means having or showing great knowledge or learning. So, not quite here. Let me use it in a sentence here. The years had done a little to dull the sparks in Rachel's way of thinking. She remained as erudite as ever, her brain composing complex solutions in seconds. So it means like great knowledge and learning.
Okay. So,
over one. Here we go. Next one. This is a good one. I really like this word. Colloquy. I'm sorry. Colloquy.
Colloquy.
You want me to spell it?
Okay.
Colloquy. C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-Y. Colloquy.
I feel like I've actually heard this word before.
It's a good word. It's a good word. I like this. I want to use it more.
It means... Oh, I'll use a sentence. Sorry. I hate dogs so much. I wish I could run a colloquy of dogs over with a tractor.
So you think it's a group?
Yeah. Colloquy means a group.
It means a group. Okay. Okay. You stick it with that.
Yep.
Locked in on that.
Let's do it.
Put her there on that. Okay. Colloquy. A conversation, especially a formal one.
Oh, this is... Or the Tucked in Tea Colloquy.
Tucked in Tea Colloquy cast. Okay. You want me to use it in a sentence or you get it?
I get it.
Okay. A conversation, especially formal. Oh, that's funny. The next one. Okay, this one you might get. This one I have the most hope of you getting. Unthwart. Athwart. I'm sorry. Athwart.
Athwart.
A-T-H-W-A-R-T.
Athwart.
Mm-hmm. Think of it as at H. Wart.
Okay. My plan to kill all dogs was became a thwart by the police officer who caught me.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Like
okay,
kinda
go ahead.
To throw off, kind of like to interfere.
You are not far off at all. I think... the word thwart is helping you out because thwart,
mm-hmm. You thwarted my plans.
Yeah, yeah. It means like to. So you're not far off. Athwart means a cross or an opposition to. Mm. So, like here the sentence says, Tobias wisely went athwart conventional wisdom, choosing one large pizza over two smaller ones to maximize whatever. So, yeah, so athwart means in opposition to a cross. So you were pretty close. I'm impressed. Hey, I really am impressed.
I'm a dictionary.
Okay, this is also a fun one. Okay, this might be here the last. Okay, two more. So you're okay. 1-3 right now.
Okay.
1-3. The next one. A rotund. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. A rotund.
Okay.
O-W-O-T-U-N-D.
All right. I might actually know this one. Okay, so I'm going to think it out loud.
It's here. Not rotund. O-rotund. Two different words.
Uh-huh.
But kind of the same.
But I feel like rotund means obviously big and around. Uh-huh. Is the prefix meaning anti, against.
So but it starts with O. Oh. It's O-R-O-T-U-N-D.
Okay, well, never mind.
But it's O-Rotund. O-Rotund. It says to pronounce it A-Rotund. A-Rotund.
Okay. A-Rotund. Wow, I don't know. Okay. When I finished eating at the buffet,
okay,
my belt would not fit because of the A-Rotund of food I ate.
Okay. So you're sticking with that?
So a big amount, yeah.
Okay. It actually means of the voice or speech. So it means in speaking, it says full, round, imposing, pompous, or bombastic. So okay. It's basically rotund, but it has to do with your speaking now. It's like a bombastic speecher. Speecher. He's a, wow, yes, speecher.
That's what we are, a good couple speak. Of speechers.
Good speak. Good speak, you. We're just a couple of speechers out here with our teeth tucked in.
That's all we are.
That's all we are. Okay, 1-4. Here we go. Last one for you. this is funny. Misanthrope.
Misanthrope.
S-M-I-S-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-E. Misanthrope.
Okay.
You're doing really well coming up with things here.
Because of the harsh prank that was pulled on me. In the fifth grade, I spent years misanthroping my life.
Okay.
Meaning to untangle into, I ruined it.
Yeah, you had it in the sentence.
Oh, what was it?
Okay. I don't know with the ing if it works, but it's a person who dislikes humanity or avoids human society. So it could have worked that like because of this now you're avoiding all human interaction.
Oh,
so the sentence says as a miserable misanthrope.
Oh, so it's a person.
Stephen despised the Mona Lisa, seeing it as an overrated symbol of humanity's.
Whatever. I thought it was more of a verb rather than
admiration for art. So I think it would have been fine. Like if you would have said that, I would have been like, oh wow, you're smart. Wow, good job. 1-5 isn't bad. Here's the word for our listeners this week that you're going to email us if you want. You can also reach out to us over Instagram, Patreon, whatever you want to do it. The word is neologism. I'm going to say it like that. Okay. Neologism. Don't look it up, okay? No cheating. Okay. Neologism. E-N-O. Oh, whoa.
Yep. Neolo.
You're not going to be able to look it up because I'm going to spell it wrong. N-E-O-L-O-G-I-S-M. Neologism. So without defining it on your own, I want your best sentence and definition for that.
Put it in a story.
Go ahead. Yeah, use it in this whole story. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Send us. Where can they send it to us?
That's the tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
That's the perfect place.
The perfect place.
So thanks for that.
Yep, thanks, guys. Hey, thanks for speeching.
Thanks for speeching. Listen to us speech.
Good speak. All right, Alex, you did weller than I thought you would.
I was hoping
I'll tell you that. Putting you on the spot like that. Alex had no idea that was coming.
I think my hate for dogs really...
It really sparked a lot of it. Yeah. It was really took the front seat on that. And just hit the gas.
Yeah.
As hard as it could.
Right.
But it's fresh. I mean, it was this morning, so it makes sense.
Yeah. It's the only thing I can think about.
Fresh wounds.
Fresh anxiety. I thought for sure it was going to be bad.
Big enough to knock you down, you think, if it jumped?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That big?
Yeah. Wow. That thing, one bite of it would have made me.
One bite of it or one bite of it on you?
If I would have bit that thing, I would have cried.
What? Was it like, it makes me think of those new Pop-Tart flavors. They're like the wildest flavors. You know, one bite of that would have made me cry. Because it's so disgusting.
What a marketing.
That's so random. That's so random. Alan? Okay. Okay. Anyway, so I'm glad you're okay, Alex, because no one wants to hear me and me alone doing this. No, I really am thankful.
A misanthrope.
Really am thankful. I'm gonna a rotund speech and like all of it. So
I forgot the other words.
Me too. Anyway, Alex, any takeaways from the week? A spiritual takeaway that you wanna from the week at Teen Camp, just a part that you would like to present. Or share.
Yeah, it was the whole week was preached out of Proverbs. So just wisdom. Proverbs is basically a letter, you know, from Solomon to his son, and constantly calling him to seek out wisdom and to find it. And so really the whole week, the one truth really of the week would be to seek wisdom, because it will be found and it will be a help to you, but you've got to seek it. You've got to take steps on your own to find the wisdom and from then be led by it in your life.
Wow.
It was good. It was really good. That good for really teens. Good.
Yeah.
Really applicable.
Good for everyone, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, you know, in the stage of their lives where they're at, it was good for them to hear. Needed for everyone, especially me. It was good.
Good. If there was one thing this week that I could say the Lord really taught me, it would be to find satisfaction in Him. And it seemed that He really hammered that home for me over this week. So, listen, guys, He's all we need.
All you need.
That's all. It's right there. That's all we need. And there's a lot of things in life that our flesh likes and likes to make us think that we can find satisfaction in it, but we can't. So He is all we need. We are complete in Him.
Not in your successes.
Not in your tucked in shirt.
You know, you can have a tucked in shirt and still be a miserable person.
You can have a tucked in shirt and a rotund speak. You can be a good speecher, but that's not where you find satisfaction.
None of that matters if you don't have God, if you don't know Him personally, have that relationship with Him. And there's nothing as satisfying or as sweet than a relationship with God. Yeah.
No, yeah. Nothing even close. Once you experience it, you know.
Hard to go back.
You know. Yet we do.
Find our ways.
Stinking flesh.
You misanthrope in flesh.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if that's right. Anyway, so seek God this week.
Do it.
Seek God.
I dare you.
We're not threatening. We don't threaten people into seeking the Lord. That's what. Never mind.
I'll do whatever it takes.
You're Catholic? Okay.
Sometimes. But that's it.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for sharing, Alex. Of course. Thanks for the thread. Really.
Anything to get you to know God, I'll do it.
I'm clipping that, by the way.
Okay.
I'm clipping that. Alan, can we put that at the beginning, please?
All right.
Okay.
He said he'll do it.
Well, episode 5.
That was it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, in the
five
books.
5 weeks of this? Are you
in
kidding me?
The books.
Shoo.
And as the band plays, I guess. Alex, do you have any shout-outs we need to do? Any
Shout out, Marshall. I hope you're listening. Told him about it this week.
So. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Anyway, we forgot the same thing.
Here we are.
Again.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. See everybody.
Love ya.
Have a fantabulous week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.